Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortsleconte.com. Resortsleconte.com. That's resortsleconte.com.
Let's go, let's go. It's time to go. Get ready and crank up. What about energy? What do you think about it? Huh? Well, it's not that important. I take it for granted every day, although it is the underpinning of the entire economy of the country and the world. Eh, it really don't mean that much to me, right? That's what you hear from people. But not you, my great listeners, because I love being here with you. And that's what we're here to talk about and educate you, help you learn to make decisions. Now, nobody likes to make decisions. And that's what I'm here to help you do, is give you some education, hopefully some inspiration, maybe a little motivation, and get you to realize that you can do these things. So we got some amazing things we're going to be talking about today. Going to shout out to some of our great listeners. I love hearing from you. info@dropyourenergybill.com. This is the only show of its kind that's nationally syndicated in the U.S. and around the world relating to energy and energy efficiency. Because you see, it is the issue of our day that for many years, 100 plus years, we were so just took energy for granted. I mean, we really did for all that time. And now all of a sudden everybody's going, oh, well, energy, green, climate, global, warming. It's amazing how we tend to be so reactive in life, isn't it? Where's the proactivity? You see, since we've gotten so smart, we've got all these things going on. By the way, out in California, we're still dealing with issues, but now the government's came out and said, oh, don't worry, we're going to mandate net zero by 2050. Now, I want to give you a little background there. Back in 2000 or so, I don't remember the exact year, you can look it up, but there was a guy named Gray Davis that was elected governor out there in California. And Gray Davis came into office and he was doing whatever he was doing, and they started having brownouts and blackouts. Brownouts and blackouts, meaning no electricity, food melting, gnashing of teeth, no AC. I mean, so the voters stood up and said, why don't we recall this guy? And there are a lot of people around the country now wanting to recall a lot of, quote, elected officials for a lot of different reasons. But this story is interesting because that recall election led to a guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the governor of California. Now, California knew the residents there. And you see, the governed is in place, the government, because of the consent of the people who are governed by them. You consent to these people for them to be there, right? So they're there to serve you. But the people in California just took for granted that, oh, well, this will all work out fine. Arnold's going to save us. Somebody else is going to save us. There's somebody somewhere, right, that's going to just save us from ourselves. 20 or so years later, California, blackouts again, different governor, different whatever, same problem. You see, the problem is in making decisions. So I'm going to share with you how, as an engineer, a building science engineer, and I'm involved in other engineering aspects of energy generation and energy efficiency. I'm not papered, by the way. I'm not a papered engineer because I couldn't get pigeonholed that way. It just wasn't who I am. But The reality is making decisions is a very difficult process for people. Now, most people say, oh, that's not, that couldn't be so. Well, just see if you can get in a room with three or four people and make a decision about where you're going to go to dinner. Well, maybe you used to make those decisions or tried to before. Maybe you'll get to go to dinner sometime soon if your, quote, elected officials will let you, right? That's what. But anyway, the point being that jump in the car, right? You're ready to go. You're going down the road. Energy, by the way. Oh, wait, no, we got an electric vehicle. Okay, how you going to create the electricity to charge the batteries? So we're going to get into batteries today a little bit because now California's saying, oh, well, we need more batteries. Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about some of these things, but trying to make a decision. So I'm going to help you rationalize and go through the process that I use to make decisions and see if it makes sense to you. And if it does, hopefully it will. You can start using this same process to make any decisions that you need to make that you find challenging or difficult. Now, I don't care if you're the head of your household, the head of a corporation, the CEO of some big conglomerate somewhere. You all need to learn how to make decisions this way, in my opinion, because this is the only way to come to the answer. And the way to make those decisions is to let the goal and the problem itself make the decision for you. You see, all you are is the arbiter of the information. And if you step back and proactively look at the problem, then the solution will be found in the problem. Now, most people think that the problem is the problem and that the solution, well, it's got to be, we need PhDs, you just need some common sense. And that's what this show's about, and that's why we're growing, and that's why we're coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide on the web at dropyourenergybill.com. And I love helping you, and we'll help you every way we can. info@dropyourenergybill.com. Shoot us an email like a lot of the great listeners did, and I had a chance to talk to several of you this week. Rick, I had a chance to talk to, listen to us on our great affiliate station, WITZ 104.7 in Jasper, Indiana. Gene Kuntz and his great staff up there. Rick asked me, we had a conversation, and he said, because if you'll email me, I'll actually get in touch with you and we'll talk on the phone. I actually do that, okay? And Rick's got a building he's doing. He's wanting to put insulation in. He's got 2x6 trusses. And so my recommendation is an R60 of cellulose insulation that's boric acid treated. Now, there's a lot of reasons why that is. If you got questions, you can email me about the specifics on that. But boric acid treated cellulose, 100% boric acid treated cellulose, 17 inches deep. That's an R60. And here's the reason. You've got a 2x6 rafter. You got a 2x6 truss, okay? The ceiling joist is 2x6. That's 5.5 inches deep. You need to cover that with a foot of insulation, and then you got your 5.5 inches. So what's the point of attic insulation? What's the point of any insulation? To keep what's out, out, and what's in, okay? That's the point of insulation, and that's how you create efficiency. And that's what they don't do in California. Pick a place. All over the world. That's the issue. So right after this, I'm going to love to come back and give you more 411 right here at Drop Your Energy Bill.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco air purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. Let's go, let's go. Getting emails saying, hey, slow down a little bit. Man, you're just on fire today. Slow down. Well, it is the fastest hour in radio, let me tell you, it is. And we appreciate you being here. We love helping you. And you can help us help you by 877-224-1447. That's a phone number. And info at dropyourenergybill, info at dropyourenergybill.com. So Rick up in Jasper, we got him squared away with the attic insulation. His son's also building a building, talking about putting in geothermal. And that's what I recommend. It's the most energy efficient. It's certainly the most cost effective in the long run because it lasts longer than any other equipment and it provides you with free hot water. We got a nice story over at the website, Drop Your Energy Bill, on geothermal tax credits and how you save hot water with geothermal. Remember, 70% of your bill is from heating and cooling and up to 25% of your bill from water use, hot water use. So geothermal gives you all those benefits. Plus, there's also information over there, the latest updates on the federal tax credits. And if you need information on your local tax credits for your state or even municipalities or your electric co-ops or other electric company services that are provided, get in touch with us and we'll help you figure those out and put you on the path, even put you together with some of our great local contractors. And I like local. You know I like local. So stay in your community. You got some great mom and pop companies, been around two, three, four generations doing, and geothermal is a specialized niche field. Educate yourself, okay? So, Ron out in Grand Junction, Colorado, listening to us on KNZZ AM 1100 and KGLN AM 980 in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Our great producer and station guy out there, Ken, I want to shout out to them. Rick's listening to us, Ron, and says, I got a crawl space. What do I do? It's ventilated. It's got all kinds of issues in it. I don't even want to go down there, he says. So here's what you do with a crawl space, real simple. What's the difference in a crawl space and a basement? 4 feet, okay? 4 feet. No difference at all. You don't ventilate a crawl space just like you do not ventilate an attic. I don't care what they tell you, what they say, they're wrong, okay? You don't ventilate an attic or a crawl space because you create a chimney effect. If you want to be efficient, you can't do that. If you don't care, keep doing what you've been doing. You see, that's why you're poorer financially, because you give your money away. You give your money away to the electric company, to the gas company, etc. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. And I'm not talking about you, our listeners. I'm talking about people you know, people you care about, people you go to school with, church with, work with, acquaintances, neighbors. You know, you know this stuff because you listen to me, but they don't. You look at them like, yeah. Maybe they just can't make a decision, or they don't have enough information to think they need to make a decision, okay? So we're going to get into some of that. But how you handle a crawl space is no different than a basement. So he's got a block wall. You're going to take 2 inches of insulation. You're going to attach it to the inside of the block. You're going to seal it there with polyurethane foam. That's the best adhesive. It acts like glue, but it also insulates. It bonds the 2 inches of foam. You go from the ground, but before you install that, you put down a heavyweight plastic, a very heavyweight, the heaviest weight plastic you can get. You cover the ground completely with it. You tape the joints, overlap it a foot, tape the joints with a tape that will not ever come loose. Okay, make sure you have the right kind of adhesive on the tape that will bond to the plastic. If you need information and help with this stuff, info@dropyourenergybill.com. We're here for you. You can also write this number down, 844-411-DROP. That's the phone number. Share it, love it, like it, spread it around. All your friends, neighbors, relatives around the country need this info because, look, we're facing some very challenging times in the country. Mom and pop businesses closing, people losing their jobs. You know, all these things going on at the same time here, okay? And energy is such an important part of our lives today. And it's critical. Everybody knows you got to have energy, right? You got to have energy so you can stay so smart by looking at your phone. Oh, man, it's amazing to me. So what we do there, once we get our plastic down, run it up the wall 1 foot, bring the 2-inch foam down, let it contact the ground, take it all the way up to the box band, seal the box band. That's the outside floor truss that goes around the perimeter of the block wall. It sets on what we call the plate, and seal that with foam. And now you've completely encapsulated. You've made like a little bathtub under there, okay? But you've also waterproofed it. You've waterproofed it, so you've eliminated mold, mildew, and all the things that grow in the dark places that you don't want growing down there. And especially if you have ductwork. Now, he didn't have ductwork. Ron has this cool kind of water heat called radiators, and the water moves through them, heats them, and that in turn gives him a nice warm heat there in beautiful Grand Junction on the western slope there, Glenwood Springs area of Colorado. Absolutely beautiful part of the world. And we appreciate our great affiliates out there. And by the way, I know that the electric company out there is involved with geothermal in a big way and offers some kind of real cool incentive. So make sure that if you're in that part of the world, you know, contact the station, contact us. We'll put you in touch with the right people to help you get these things done. Another great listener I had a chance to talk to this week, another Ron up in listening to us in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, on our great station there, WRDW 92.9. Megan and her great staff right there in Bloomington and Normal, Illinois, doing a super job for us. And I know there's some great geothermal contractors up there. and some great insulation people that support the show. Local, I like local, keep it local. So Ron and I were talking about, he's got a 40-year-old home and he wants to do more. Now, you see, the issue is doing things the way we've been doing them and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. So if you built a home 40 years ago, you didn't know any better, and you put the fiberglass insulation in the walls, which is standard, you contractors out there are still using the stuff. See, a filter, a furnace filter, is for the most part made out of fiberglass, and air moves through it until you put a little lint over it, right? That stops the air. Like a clothes dryer, right? That's why I tell you always clean your filters multiple times during a drying load, because the dryer is the biggest energy waster in the appliance family in your home. Clean those filters. But a little lint will what? Clog the filter and make it inefficient. It'll cost you about twice as much to dry your clothes by not cleaning your filters. And when that lint gets on there, it stops the air coming through of the fiberglass in the furnace filter or the screen in your dryer. Okay, the point is that cellulose, and if you can't do cellulose, obviously foam. Now, Ron's situation is he wants to remove the old siding. It's 40 years and it's dated. He wants to update the home. So I recommend, again, an inch minimum, an inch of polystyrene foam insulation be placed over the existing siding. Put it over the existing siding. You don't have to remove the old siding. Put an inch of foam insulation, rigid board. Make sure you attach it using polyurethane foam. Seal the joints, and then you can put your new siding over the top of that. And you didn't have to remove anything. You didn't have to haul anything off. You just put your new siding up, and boom, there you go. And now you've sealed. Now, why is it important? Just like with Rick up in Indiana, you need to cover and create a thermal break between wood. People think wood is an insulator. Wood is not an insulator, okay? It has an R value if you believe the myth of R values based on 1 per inch. Well, that means even if it's true, which it's not, but if it is, then 3.5 R value per inch, okay? That's what a 2x4 is. It's 3.5 inches. There's no inflation, by the way. We call that shrinkflation in the lumber business. Go look at Grandma and Grandpa's house. They had 2x4s. They were 2x4s. Now a 2x4 is 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches, okay? Shrinkflation is what we call that. But yeah, the price is only up 300% this year. This year. By the way, it brings me back to going to the website. What is real inflation? What's the real rate of inflation? If you go to the website and click on that, it's going to take you to a calculator and an index there that has 2,500 data points that we use to determine the real rate of inflation in 50 different cities across the country. So there's 500 metric items that are used to determine inflation. I can tell you that based on that index, and I think he's very accurate in his way of approaching it. I'm going to try to get him on the show actually to talk about it, but we're talking about a real inflation rate of 10%. So if we have a debasement of the currency going on, which is in real terms about 10% a year, that's about 20% a year of your purchasing power evaporating. So why would you want to just keep paying all your money that you got left after taxes to the energy company? Maybe you wouldn't. Stay tuned right after these. Another notch!
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build affordable and customized net zero ready home packages delivered nationwide? Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortsleconte.com. Resortsleconte.com, that's resortsleconte.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. ResortsLeCompte.com, that's ResortsLeCompte.com.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447, that's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Attiguard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attiguard guards against heat. Attiguard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. In 1974, the Arab oil embargo was hitting. Here I am, 16 years old, a young Rodney, driving around in his car making, I think I was making 75 cents an hour or something. And I got a job, my first job in the energy field 46 years ago. I've done this for a while, 46 years ago. Putting insulation in houses, I noticed there was a difference in the performance of insulation. So we'd put fiberglass in one, we'd put cellulose in another one. That was basically what we did then. And I noticed that the cellulose houses were much cooler. Here I am up there in the attic sweating. We'd put this and then we'd go down to do the walls and we'd do the cellulose. And it's like, wow, this house is like 15, 20 degrees cooler. What's the difference? Well, at the same time, a young architect friend of mine, 1974, was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, had just graduated with his degree in architecture, and he got his job with the USDA Rural Housing folks, and he was off on his grand adventure. So he went out, and his boss sent him out to look at some homes that had been abandoned by the occupants. Now, these were government homes, and they were government loans, USDA loans, and the people had left these homes, and there were dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and they were empty, and so What better person to go figure out why than an architect, right? And architects don't know very much about energy efficiency. If you, in fact, look, when you look at a set of plans, there's nothing in there about efficiencies. There might be a little bit today. Here we are in 2020. There might be a little bit today, but very little, and certainly nothing about heating and cooling, which is 70% of the bill, hello, or water heating, which is 25% of the bill, hello. So, yeah, anyway, so he goes out and comes back with this report, and he says, hey, I have no idea why they left. But after further research, my friend decides that, well, why don't we start asking some questions, okay? So we're going to help you learn to ask questions so you can make decisions out of those questions. But the answer was they couldn't afford the energy bills. Now, you understand this is 46 years ago. People were leaving their homes because they could not afford to pay the house payment, the grocery bill, and the energy bills. Now, that's 1974, 46 years ago. If you think that existed then, because we had this great inflation happen, remember I told you energy went up 300% there in 9 months, okay? That's inflation. We had interest rates that would eventually peak at about 20%. Those times are going to come back. And even though gasoline prices right now are at the lowest they've been in 16 years, Labor Day weekend here, the lowest gasoline prices we've had on average in 16 years, don't expect it to last. You're going to see dramatic, dramatic increases because of inflation. I just told you before the break, 20% increases in the real life world of people on average going forward. And if you use the rule of 78s, that means things are going to be doubling about every 3.5 years. So expect doubling in 3.5 years, okay? I mean, you can hold me to it. This show will be archived. And by the way, I know I go quick, but that's why we archive the shows for a period of time. You can go back and listen, have your friends listen, etc. So couldn't afford it. I had the pleasure of having a lunch in a place one time with a fellow who's now deceased, but everybody will know who he is when I say that his transportation company, I think, is among the biggest, if not the biggest in the world. That's J.B. Hunt. And Mr. Hunt and I had a chance to have lunch together. And this was just months before he passed away in a very untimely accident. But he had told me, he said, Rodney, I really want to get involved with what you're doing because I really think that people in our country are spending more on energy than they are on groceries. Now, that was his words. They're spending more on energy than they are on groceries. Now, I can tell you that Mr. Hunt was a very down-to-earth fella. He was just a truck driver, and he worked hard. He worked hard every day, and he built a company. And I believe, I'm not sure, but I know it's at least among the world's largest transportation companies. And everybody sees the trucks all over the country as you're out and about. So, but that was several years ago. People were spending more on energy in 74, 46 years ago. They couldn't afford to keep their homes. And J.B. Hunt recognized that people were spending more on groceries than they were, or on energy than they were on groceries, so they couldn't afford to eat and keep their home. So energy, the cost of energy. Now, this brings me to the next thing. You're back to California, okay? By the way, people are leaving California because of regulations and taxes and all these other things. And they say things start in California and kind of roll across the country. So if you don't want this kind of, what would you call it? Call it what you want. If you don't want the kind of stuff going on in California going on where you are, then you need to, hey, keep it local and you know, get in your community and get involved and have some common sense, okay? And not get into all this theory and all this other and bubbly boot. Get down to earth, common sense, like the country really had 150 years ago before we got spoiled and had all these conveniences. Green, as it's called today, has been, in my opinion, very diluted. It's not what it was originally intended to be. Green is a color, okay? It's a green in the color spectrum, all right? And somebody decided we're going to call it green, and that's related to something called energy or energy efficiency. The fact is it's efficiency. So we need to understand that efficiency, or what I call, and I've said it for years, is consumption first. So back in 98, 99, I get a phone call from a client I'm working with, and they say, listen, because they knew I was involved with the U18 development of that glass product, and I'm working on something I'm going to be breaking for you very, very soon that's just going to be a game changer. I've shared it with some people, but I can't tell you quite yet, but I will be soon when it comes to glass and efficiency in windows and doors. But I've been working on it for a while, and you're going to be absolutely blown away by it. But I got a call, and he says, why don't you do house plans, the whole house plan related to efficiency, so you actually specify blah, 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 blah. And so I got a kicking that around, and I thought, well, and this is one of the reasons I got involved with Oak Ridge and the Net Zero program. And this is one of the reasons I developed the Energy Source Home. And you can look at that over at the website. Now, it's a pre-engineered, pre-designed, site-constructed home officer building that can be put anywhere in the world, shipped right to your site in a pre-factory built state, but it's still site constructed. So it's a site built home, but it's 19 times stronger load bearing wise than a 2x6 16 on center wall, but yet it has no studs in it. And it's 25 times more wind shear resistant than a 2x6 wall 16 on center. So you're talking 250, 300 mile an hour wind, relatively speaking. And then you have the efficiencies already built into it. You see, this is the thing, that when you pre-engineer the efficiencies, and that's what's so unique about this, using the data points to understand what building science really is. So what's the common sense problem? Using too much energy, wasting BTUs is the result of inefficient heating and cooling. Well, if you start with geothermal and you tighten your envelope and you get it fixed right, that's exactly what you have to do. Then now you can be like the guy down there in Arkansas that has a 4,000 foot log home who has a total average heating and cooling bill of $17 and change a month. Yeah, you didn't. I didn't misspeak. $17 and change per month on a 4,000 foot house. Okay, so it can be done, it can be done, it can be done, and you can do it, and we'll help you. By the way, in addition to this, because of the way I engineered it and put it together, it's the least expensive, most affordable, practical, energy efficient, that whole combination, all those words put together, home officer building package that you can get. There is nothing that has that combination that exists, okay? Beyond green, it's clear. It's clear. It's beyond green, as we use the word of the day, green. So let's talk about that for a second. And then we're going to get into how to make decisions about things. So green, and where we're going with the whole thing that used to be called global warming. And I never really spent any time. I mean, look, it seems to be more of a news button issue or whatever. Now, it's interesting that we're hearing the word climate change, and we're hearing that in conjunction with these, supposedly with these health issues. I mean, I'm not sure how it really fits together from a common sense point of view. It doesn't add up to me from that perspective. So, but your thoughts are what matters more than mine, certainly. So give us some feedback, info@dropyourenergybill.com. But I can tell you this, that batteries are one of the keys to storing energy. Remember, electricity is created and it must be used right then. You can't store it unless you put it in a battery. And so when I get people to say, I want to go off grid, I want to put in solar, I want to do this. Okay, what are you going to do at night? Well, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, okay. So aren't you going to watch TV or wash clothes or take a shower or do any of that stuff? Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Are you going to use the energy to do that? Well, of course, of course. Okay, well, then you got to think through those things, right? So unless you address consumption, and look, I got in the solar business in 1981, so I've been around it longer than a lot of you been alive, okay? So I know a little bit about it. I have Net Zero House. I helped develop that, and I broadcast to you from that when I'm in that area. I have a studio there, and I can tell you it's wonderful. But unless you address consumption first, you're just throwing your money away to put in production. You'd be better off to invest it in land, silver, gold, something like that, you know, because the reality is you're going to continue demanding, and everything has degradation. So the reality is, in a story we're putting up over at the website about the thing is, as it's being proposed, that we just go, we don't worry about consumption, okay? We don't worry about that. We just build a bunch of solar panels. We build a bunch of batteries. We build a bunch of wind turbines, and everything's fine. Wrong. Because all those things require mining. They require oil. You can't make a wind turbine without oil. You can't make a solar panel without oil and silver and other silicone and other components that all have to be mined from the earth. And that takes oil or a refined byproduct thereof, which is and or natural gas. That requires drilling, and you've heard me talk about it. So common sense tells you that's going to make you poorer, not wealthier. Okay? We were the wealthiest we've ever been in the 1850s. That's the fact. The country was the wealthiest it's ever been, and your money went further than it ever had. Much further. And since the turn of the century, the 19th to when we came from 1900 forward, the country's gotten poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer because you have less purchasing power. You work harder. You have less to show for it. You pay more taxes. You pay more insurance. You pay all these things out and you have very little left. And then after you pay taxes, federal, state, local, property, etc., then you get to pay your utility bill, which is taxed. And now, going forward to help pay for this green stuff, they're talking about putting a carbon tax on. Well, what's that going to be? It's going to be 25%, up to 25% tax on top of the cost of your energy, which is already taxed, after tax, and then re-taxed, and then taxed for the use of the energy. You see, so here's the fact. You can't afford to keep wasting energy. You can't afford to use any more than you need, but yet you don't want to give up the benefits you've become used to, like cooling and refrigerators and freezers and clothes dryers and hot showers, okay? So the only common sense answer and solution, and we're talking about now making a decision, is to drop your energy bill. Drop your energy bill. Drop your energy bill, period. Drop your consumption, which you have to pay for, i.e. a bill. Okay? If you buy something, it's a bill. You go out here and you buy something and you don't pay for it, then you got to pay for it. Okay? You get it on credit, you have to pay for it. Well, you know, you got to pay sooner or later, okay? And this is the thing about all this money the government's borrowing to actually, quote, stimulate the economy. It's like, who's going to pay for it? You know, you're going to pay for it. The taxes, that's who's going to pay for it. So let's talk about making a decision. How do we make a decision? We let the problem or the challenge become the solution itself. So we evaluate the problem. Then we take the problem, we take it apart, and then we say, what do we want to have as the goal? Okay, and I'll use energy because that's what I do. So let's say you want to take your energy bill from 350 to 50. All right, so practically, we let the problem make the decision for us. What's using the energy? Well, let's determine it. Heating and cooling system. So we take that and we break it apart and say, now I've got this much money that I can put towards these efficiency improvements. And I can promise you something. It's just like that energy saving pack that Ian ordered from us out in Utah a couple weeks ago, and he's loving it. You get a blanket for the water heater. You get a whistle to tell you when it's time to clean your furnace filter. You get all kinds of outlets and switch sealers. You get all that jazz, and even shower heads and water tap savers and everything to save water and energy. It's like less than $200 and it'll save you about $400 the first year. I mean, it's just kind of like, huh? Well, wait a minute. How long do I need to think about this? I spent $200 to save $400 the first year and $400 the second year, and that's without rate increase, and $400 the third year. Wait, it's rate increase, so now it's $600 the third year, and et cetera. So how long do you need to think? Let the problem help you dictate the answer. That way you're not feeling unsure of yourself. Okay? Let the problem dictate the answer by taking it apart and analyzing it, having the goal and the solution be the issue. And it's another thing to do is take a piece of paper, make a little cross on it. One side put why, the other side put why not, and start listing every reason you can think of why to do something. On the other side, write every reason in the world not to do it. And then when you're, and number them, by the way, number everything you can think of. And when you get to the bottom, which one's more, why or why not? And if it's why, then you do it. If it's why not, then you don't do it. It's that simple. But take it apart and think of every aspect of making the decision and let the decision be made for you instead of you making it. And this is a logical way to conclude how you do things. Otherwise, you get emotional and you think, oh my, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Well, let the problem be the solution. Okay? After this, we're going to kick it up again just for you right here.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit energysourcehome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
So in these challenging times, I realize a lot of people are dealing with things. Remember, Colonel Sanders started at 66 years old in a completely new endeavor and business when he started his chicken business. And Vanderbilt started when he was 15. A lot of other people, Henry Ford and so on, he was a farmer. You're never too young to start a business and you're never too old. And I can tell you that this common sense approach to energy efficiency is going to be part of the future economy in this country and all around the world. And we need help. I need help. There needs to be localized people. Everywhere you're hearing us on a local station, you know somebody that needs a job. Let them get in touch with us and we'll help them and help them learn about energy efficiency. And it's kind of an old sounding, kind of fuddy-duddy sounding thing, but it's common sense stuff. Use less energy, more money in your pocket. And the green thing, you know, I started in solar in 81, so I'm not opposed to solar at all. I have it on my house, okay? And I love it, but the thing is, I addressed the consumption first, so I sized it properly so it will pay for itself. The problem in California in many places is, oh, yeah, come on out, put some solar on my house. Okay, how much do you need? Well, you can drop your energy bill. That's the whole point of signing up for the 7-0 Club over there. You can get your 2,000 square foot bill down to $70 a month. If you're not at $70 a month, you're not net zero ready, meaning you're not ready for solar. Now, how do you get there? You take some money, you invest it, and it pays for itself in the savings. You don't really pay it. It's the same money. You're just paying it for one-time static investments. If this don't make sense to you, then hey, don't pay attention to it, you know? But if it makes sense to you, I mean, sit down and make the decision for yourself, just like we talked about. You're spending this money on whatever it is every month and having nothing to show for it. I talked to a guy, he said, I spent $40,000 in the last 10 years on my energy bills. Now, had he spent $5,000 40 years ago, or 10 years ago actually, is what it was. If he had spent $5,000 one time 10 years ago, he would have saved himself at least $20,000 over 10 years. At least $20,000 over 10 years, okay? You can do the same thing. You know, it's always interesting to have older folks say, man, oh man, God, if I knew what I know now when I was young, man, what a difference it would have made in my life. Well, here's the thing. You know what you know now. Business opportunities are exploding. Do something about it, because tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. Hey, I appreciate it. It's been an honor being with you, and I love helping you. info@dropyourenergybill.com. Hit us up. Love us, like us, share us. We're here to help you 64 and a half days a year. I got to have a half day off, folks. I got to. Love you. Talk to you later.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.